This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 21st July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, across Israel, the day is warm with clear skies. In Tel Aviv, people are enjoying the sunshine with mild breezes. Jerusalem is experiencing a similar sunny day, perfect for outdoor activities. In Haifa, the temperatures are comfortable, with residents making the most of the pleasant weather. As we move into the evening, expect a warm night across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports just in that Israel is deepening the division of the Gaza Strip with a giant earth embankment. This move follows a stalemate in ceasefire implementation. Also, from Israel Hayom, earlier this hour, a serious complaint has emerged involving live fire and allegations of abuse. Four teenagers trying to cross into Syria face these accusations. Also this hour, the Times of Israel confirms that IDF strikes have killed two Hamas terrorists involved in the October 7th invasion of Israel. Separately, JNS reports that the IDF has killed a Hamas infiltrator in southern Gaza linked to the abduction of Nir Oz residents. And finally, from Forward, there's news about AI chatbots. They are reportedly giving anti-Semitic answers in Farsi concerning the Iran war. Here's what people are saying online. Elake, an observer of EU activities, posted just minutes ago about the backlash against EU NGOs' anti-Israel trips. Daniel Seidemann, known for his insights, commended someone as one of the best just 20 minutes ago. Al Arabiya English wrote just now that Jordan is condemning false accusations from the Houthis against Saudi Arabia, reaffirming its solidarity with the kingdom. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Gaza, according to Walla, Israel is reinforcing its position in the region by constructing a massive earth embankment. This development comes amid stalled efforts to establish a ceasefire. The embankment could complicate future negotiations and affect the daily lives of Palestinians in the area. Turning to the allegations involving teenagers near Syria, Israel Hayom reports that the military police are investigating claims of abuse against minors from the Halutzim Habashan movement. They attempted to cross into Syria and were suspected of hostile intentions. This incident highlights the challenges faced by border security forces in managing crossings and maintaining peace. Meanwhile, significant updates from the Times of Israel. IDF strikes have killed key Hamas figures, including a Nukba commander involved in the October 7th attack. This operation underscores Israel's ongoing efforts to target those responsible for past aggressions. The impact on regional stability remains to be seen. In a related development, JNS informs us that Osama Abu Tim, linked to the abduction of residents from Nir Oz, has been killed in southern Gaza. His death follows aggressive actions against Israeli troops and civilians. This strike reflects Israel's persistent strategy to neutralize threats from Hamas operatives. Finally, on a different note, The Forward reveals concerns about AI chatbots. Reports indicate that these chatbots, when queried in Farsi, often produce anti-Semitic content related to the Iran war. This raises questions about the biases in AI systems and their potential influence on international perceptions. On the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that the Histadrut has blocked a government complex due to a parking crisis. The Treasury has labeled these actions as bordering on criminal, affecting thousands of employees. Separately, CTEC reveals that growth is regaining its priority status among startups. Rotem Shacham of PSG highlights emerging sectors on Israel's horizon, indicating a shift in investor focus. And finally, Ynet Business discusses the potential impact of a Houthi Red Sea blockade on oil prices. While prices could rise significantly, alternative routes might mitigate the effects on global markets. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.